You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Come on. Volume 30, Sound and Next Vision, is with us, and you launch with the Faces.
The great
three-button hand-me-down, Nick Elliott.
Indeed. Fantastic track. Very wonderful good. Band.
We still can welcome two fine souls as co-presenters to the whole event, which is Sue Royce.
Hello.
Best friend of so many wonderful celebrities and stars.
And sitting there in a very nice dress.
Of course. Well, now that she's been on Couples Come Down With Me, we have to acknowledge that we are in the presence of significant...
She has glammed up since the TV appearance.
Significant celeb status.
Thank you very much.
Which is why Ben Lewis is also a joy to have for another programme. Good to connect with you, Ben. The Faces, back in the 60s, they were an interesting rhythm and blues band, possibly best known for Rod Stewart being part of them, hence Rod Stewart and The Faces. Did Three Button Hand Me Down connect with you at all?
Yes and no, it did, but not on a level that I'd go and listen to the song again, probably.
In fact, it's fair to say that apart from one from the 70s and I think one from the 80s, maybe one of the 80s, Nick has gone solidly into the 70s and 60s for this particular choice of music.
It's a bit
of an 80s here.
Retro.
You're not celebrating the Theresa May environment in which the world is coming to appreciate.
No, Mrs. May. No.
Exactly.
No.
It's post the election. We can speak about that now, so don't worry. You know, it's
great. I'm not saying anything.
Who won?
I can get myself in enough trouble.
You could indeed, which is why I said it's post the election period. We don't have to worry about that. But we have, since the last Sound and Next Vision actually gone out, had a general election.
We're all still here.
Exactly. So, with that positivity working through. Let's keep the Couples Come Dine With Me going, because you've put the next one in just for Sue and her pigeon openings.
Well, it was.
Have you?
It was. It was a vegetable theme.
Yeah. Was it? All right.
As I know that you're partial.
I am, yes.
An unusually shaped vegetable theme would have been even better.
Oh, pumpkins?
Booker T and the MGs. Green onions.
Onions.
Booker T and his MGs. Not midgets, of course, but doing wonderful things. How did you connect with Booker T? It's a question that Ben put in the interstitial period when, as I know the listener likes to believe, that we all, when the music is playing, sit with intense, rapt concentration, staring, quite literally staring, at our mobile devices, wondering what embarrassing things we can say next. No. No, we actually sort of were having a little chat then. Ben rightly sort of said the point. How did you connect with Booker T?
I met him briefly some time ago because he featured, I did some brief work with him at the Cambridge Folk Festival one year when he performed there. Right. And it was certainly a bit of a coup for me. Yeah, the guy's an absolute legend.
And people don't really think of him being a folk artist, do they really?
Well, no, he isn't. He isn't. Mm. But
so why the Cambridge Folk
Festival? Well, I don't know, actually.
Are you taking the wrong turning somewhere?
I think I'd probably kind of mentioned this in past programmes, that although they call it the Cambridge Folk Festival...
It's nothing to do with folk at all.
Which is a trademarked...
Of course. Exactly.
You know, name. Yeah, yeah. They do kind of move off, you know, the traditional kind of... cheesecloth and all that.
But that's a really nice thing about people who produce such iconic stuff as that, is that quite often they're not just inspired by one sort of music. They don't stick to one sort of music. They like a whole different range of pieces of music.
Sue, I beg to differ. Surely they are inspired by one sort of music. It's good music.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, good and live music. Yeah. So it doesn't surprise me that they have lots of different genres there.
Well,
it's not just that.
It's a policy that they've kind of taken on over the past really 10, 15 years, probably even longer now. It's a long time.
Whilst we speak, of course, I hesitate to say to the listener what antics, and I use the term deliberately, antics? Producer Kat is actually getting up to with her stick in the background.
Really?
Quite frankly,
you know you love it, Alex.
It's 9 o'clock.
That's the wonderful thing about this show, is that there's so much going on behind the microphone as there is in front of it.
I didn't think those body shapes were possible, Kat, but you know, it's very, very impressive. You know,
she's clearly.
I thought it was only Tessa could actually sort of do a single-handed cartwheel live on air, but really, yeah, you know, Kat's taken that to a whole new level.
That.
Exactly. Look, where's that cap going? It's a Chuck Berry.
Right.
health that you're ready to come straight back after Chuck Berry's produced Johnny B. Goode, because he finishes off so quickly and suddenly you think, oh, it's all headed off. Amazingly, produced before Ben was actually born, Johnny B. Goode.
Yes, some considerable time before Ben was actually born.
I think a lot of these songs have done
before. I was
going to
say, I'm not far off it either.
Are you sitting around old people, Ben?
No.
Mature people, please.
People with vast knowledge of music, I think that's probably the,
that's good.
Probably the best way to put it.
Learning from the experts. Very political.
We do not say the O word. We are experientially enhanced.
Yes.
E.
Really?
Exactly.
Can you smoke that, Alex?
No.
We wouldn't recommend that people took up the weed in any way, shape or form. In the interest of producer Kat, again, producing marvellous stuff and sending the details over, she has, as item four, produced the wonderful title, On the Road, A Guy. On the Road,
really?
A Guy. Exactly. I am presuming she's not really talking about a version of On the Road Again that I've ever actually heard of. It could have been the Katie Mandy
version. That's Candice's version.
Exactly, On the Road, A Guy. But His Dear Mama Left Him When He Was Quite Young is a lyric that always kind of impacts, really.
Oh, it does.
Because my mother left me when I was quite young. Well, she used to wrap up my sandwiches in road maps, and it was very, very... I'm not going to seek any sort of faux sympathy here. I thought you would have been, but still, never mind. On the Road Again, why, oh, why have you introduced On the Road Again?
Well, I was listening to quite a lot of 60s, 70s early stuff, and I thought, oh, yeah, let's bob a Canned Heat track it. There was a couple of three that could have got.
Mm.
Definitely.
Canned Heat, Sue?
Yeah, I was probably not a twinkle when this was concepted, so I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Canned Heat, Ben?
I feel like I know the song.
You should.
It shouldn't.
Regularly emerges in soundtracks the world over.
I think I know the one then.
They're still going, of course.
On the road, okay.
Some bung out truck.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
You
can't fade out.
No, exactly.
Not at all. Not on this show.
Full length version.
Do you know, I've been thinking that since I saw you in that dress.
It's her life.
Gonna work on the railroad. I ain't gonna work on the farm. I'm gonna hang around that shack till that mail train. Hang on, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna listen to 107.3 Siren FM. Oh yeah.
pop quiz question for Sue. She's a popular girl. She should know the answer to this. What's the connection between the lead singer of Republica and Chesney Hawkes?
They both had a fake mole.
Oh, no, 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 no. Saffron.
A fake mole?
Exactly, yeah. Please. Or beauty spot, depending on sort of the time of the year that you're talking about. Yeah.
Not the animal.
Not
though.
Talking about an animal. Why would you have a faux mole? You know, if you're going to have a mole, have a real one. Not a faux mole.
I've always said that.
Anyway, the bottom line is, as far as Republica is concerned, the lead singer, of course, born in Nigeria, and indeed doing wonderful stuff there, Saffron was her name, also starred in a video for Chesney Hawkes, and it was I Am the,
oh, the
One
and
Only.
I once met Chesney Hawkes once. He was a lovely fellow.
Was he the one and only?
He was very nice, yes.
He was the one and only.
Very personal.
Was a nice guy, or is he? He's not dead, is he?
No, he is, still is. No, he still very much is.
He's turned nasty, obviously.
Does a lot of theatre, I think.
Yes, he does, yeah. But not the time when I was
met him. Just as well, because a lot of career, doesn't it?
Republica being part of a wave of female-fronted rock bands in the 90s, bands such as Elastica, Lush, Sleeper, Echo Belly, and, of course, that Geordie twosome, Kinnicky. From Sunderland. Rather like Garbage, they had a notably more aggressive and electronic sound.
I do like that tune. It's one of my favourite songs.
Is it your number one so far out of the six we've heard?
Yeah.
Really? So beating Booker T and the MGs, The Faces, Chuck Berry and Canned Heat?
I know Green Onions is, you know, it's iconic.
And The Animals, It's My Life?
Yeah.
Even though your sister's in Newcastle and The Animals are a Newcastle band?
Yeah.
What about yourself, Ben?
Oh, it's a tough one. I think at the minute I've got to save Booker T. But
so still sticking with Booker T.
The Animals were very close to it.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. We'll see.
What about a Welsh awesome double act that you've gone for next, Nick, in terms of Mama Told Me Not to Come?
Oh, tune.
The cover version. Mm-hmm. By the Stereophonics. And is it Tom Jones?
Jones.
I like a bit of Tom.
A bit of Kelly.
Oh, great singer.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
She said,
that ain't no way to have fun, son.
Open up the window, let some air to this room. I think Mama's choking from the smell of stale perfume. And the cigarette you're smoking about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't no way to have fun, son. That ain't no way to have fun, son, son, son.
And someone's knocking at the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend. She just passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, but I don't want to see no more.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
Mama told me.
She said, that ain't no way to have fun.
That ain't no way to have fun.
Mama
Thought It on Nick Elliott's Sound and Nick's Vision. Sorry, we were just talking over the last one. Sorry, Tom, it's all right. He won't mind, he's Welsh. Ian Mills has joined us. Yay, Ian!
Yay! Hello, Ian.
A very good afternoon, or hello to everyone.
There we are, you see. And Ian, because he knows the medium of radio, understands that that will be going out at the end of June. So after the Lincolnshire show, we'll have Ian Mills saying, welcome to the world, which is wonderful.
Terrific.
How's life with your good self, Ian?
Very good, thank you very much, everyone. I'm enjoying what I do. I'm obviously, I love supporting people, helping people. But that's
so does Nick and Sue, of course.
Yeah.
And Ben.
Oh.
Well, he's just Mr. Supporter, Cat, likewise. Do you know, Ian, when you were with us at Siren, we just started off Sound and Nick's Vision, volume 30 now. We're doing volume 30.
Oh, yeah. That's excellent.
For 30 hours.
It's a bit of a 30th birthday party here today.
Shit, amazing.
Oh, well, and you're all looking good.
Well,
well, we do try.
I remember 30. It was anyway.
Moving swiftly along.
Exactly. Thank you for that, Ian. I'm sure Nick doesn't mind you sort of stepping into that.
Not at all. Very important. Not at all. You're very welcome, my friend.
And so Ian goes off into the background.
Indeed. To support people. That's
it. We're round of
applause. Support people.
For Ian.
Bye, Ian. Yay. Good work. Good work.
And why? Because.
Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. I need your loving like the sunshine. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Oh, everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime.
Corgis.
Good.
Everybody's got to learn.
Great.
And nothing, of course, to do with Her Majesty the Queen and her particular corgis. Ben, were you a corgi fan?
Of the dog, yes. Of the toy makers, yes.
Of the band.
I don't know, yeah. I don't know. I'm a bit undecided.
So undecided, exactly. Sue?
Yeah, I like them. There's not a lot of stuff that they've done that is not really good.
Mm. You may well be interested to hear in the background those people who are complete audio aficionados saying, "Who's that person showing in the background there?" It's all right. It's Tom Stevens doing his jazz preparations. It's his warm-up act. Don't worry. It's important. It's way forward.
He was trapped in the fire.
What fire was that, Nick?
The fire we had a couple of months ago had to evacuate for.
Oh, don't talk about that. We carry on regardless.
We did a 40 towers.
It's a strange and wonderful world. It is indeed, to be sure, to be sure. Two more tunes left to go as far as sound, and Nick's vision is actually concerned. I've got to ask you the question, Nick. Are you a landscape photographer as well?
No, not really.
So actually, Nick Elliott Photography, nothing to do with you at all.
Nick Elliott dot photography.
I'm just saying that on the site there, we have, you know, photography, landscape photography, and I didn't think it was you, but it could confuse people who are expected to see rock images and they get some basmati rice instead. So, let's make it quite clear.
No, that's not
that
me.
When it comes to photographic pages
contact
and so
us.
On.
Let's have a look at the contact us.
It is not Nick Elliott's photography.
Who are we contacting?
Cat's keeping very quiet.
We're contacting
as far as
no one.
But
an imaginary friend.
Exactly. Maybe.
And to access your own material, of course, which, as we're well aware, is
Nick Elliott dot photography.
Nick Elliott dot
photography.
Photography. Exactly. So that could have created so many words of confusion.
There are other people out there.
Call Nick Elliott.
Indeed, there is.
Unbelievable.
That's what I thought.
It's just a strange
trademark. The name Nick Elliott.
They're nothing like me.
No.
Not
there's only one rock photographer.
There's only one, sort of, exactly. There could be only one. Otherwise, we'd have to use the line of Highlander. Sorry, I was just stunned by a comment that was made by another sort of social. I was deluded by that sort of thing. Deluded and confused about the whole thing. And indeed, as Deborah would actually say, that is a very peculiar sort of statement to actually come through. That just goes to show too much time on their hands. Mm. Let's move along to Atomic Rooster. And
a band I saw many, many, many years ago made a fantastic impression on my mind.
It's a clue to the answer. We all chase.
Ben, where's it sitting now with respect to Devil's Answer and Atomic Rooster?
It was good, quite a good tune, mm-hmm, actually. Mm-hmm.
Ever worked with them, Nick?
No, I haven't, actually, Alec. No, unfortunately, it goes back a long time when I first saw them. A very, very wet three-day festival.
So who would you wish to share the sheer joy of Sound and Nick's Vision? Who would you like to dedicate this programme to? It is Volume 30. I mean, is it going to be the drummer that you dedicated Volume 29 to? Is it going to be some of our Italian friends? Is it going to be people in America? Who do you wish to really dedicate?
Well, I think I'd like to probably give a mention to Ed Graham and his new band, and Angus Dupree, who is the songwriter of the band. Band is Puppets to the Supreme Commander, and I know that they're actually recording their new couple of tracks for their new album today as we speak. I'm actually due to join them tomorrow because I'm working with them in the studio tomorrow. So I want to give them a mention and say best of luck with everything, Ed.
And maybe for Volume 31 we might be featuring some of their music again as well.
Yes, we could do. Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely
some new stuff coming.
So, Atomic Rooster could almost be describing life in the rural household that is Royce Towers.
Plausibly, yes.
Did it float your boat as the Devil's Answer, or did you say
yes? Yeah. Yeah, I like a bit of gratuitous guitar.
Well, we're going to squeeze in with Black Coffee in Bed.
There's ash in the pages. Now I've got myself lost.
Has that been a last minute winner, Squeeze and Black Coffee and Bird? Or will the Faces, Booker T and the MGs, Chuck Berry, Candy, The Animals, Republica, Tom Jones and the Stereophonics, The Corgis and Atomic Rooster float Sue Royce's boat? Which one are you going to go for?
Sorry, it's Republica. I love it.
And Ben?
I'm going to go with Tom Jones and Stereophonics.
Interesting, isn't it? Taking these kind of snapshots of the ages that are, of course, provided by Sue and Ben Lewis. You've been listening to Volume 30 of Sound and Nick's Vision. We're finishing with a character from Star Wars, obviously, BK2DABAU. Oh, no, it's back to DeBio. I see what they've done here. We finish off with those final little lines. Keep music live, of course. Just in case you've forgotten, you can say at the end, quite happily, that's you. It's you listening to us whilst you're secretly supposed to be doing some revision. Why Back to DeBio?
Well, I'd like to, again, play another track from Tally Iceback Jackson's album, because I know he's kind of, you know, trying to put this thing together, which will be really something to...
And it's finishing volume 30, so what better way to give it a stratospheric promotion.
To give an air into another track from his fantastic album, do go and check it out. It's a guy called Tally Iceback Jackson.
End the show, please.
And it's... Back to the bio.
Wasn't it good that we rehearsed that? It's not actually went out there.
Oh, it's looking at me. Yes. Well, I don't know. It's not my show.
It's all ad lib. It's all ad lib.
Sound and Nick's vision is the key.
Those three words.
Keep music live.
In the first degree. On this, me and the DA, we both disagree. Spy boy on the corner, with wide open eyes. Playboy collecting money. Never find me.